And welcome to Socceroo.com. Today we're getting an update from Lorraine Yard. She is the CEO of RX Safes Incorporated. It's traded on the OTCQB. The ticker symbol is RXSF. Lorraine, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, John.
Lorraine, since we last left off, the company's experienced some exciting developments that investors would like to hear about. But first, you recently sent out a shareholder update indicating that there was an unauthorized conversion of debt into the company's stock. Can you elaborate on this, please?
Yes, John, and as always, I look forward to these updates. Yes, you are correct. Over the last 3 weeks, the company has been subjected to an unauthorized debt conversion by a third party who in December purchased aged debt from one of the company's note holders behind our back. Now, as part of the company's debt consolidation and retirement plan, we had negotiated and agreed to a comprehensive funding program with this fund, which included new investment, a $5 million equity line, and the execution of a restricted leak-out agreement before it would be permitted to purchase any debt. They went behind our back, purchased aged debt from a note holder, did not provide the company with notice of conversion, which they were required to do, and certainly did not adhere to our leak-out agreement. And we only found out about this after they successfully converted almost 30,000 shares and our stock paid the price. Now, without going into all the details, we've temporarily stopped the delivery of these underlying certificates, and we expect litigation, as well as filing criminal charges against this party in New York, as well as any other party who's assisted or facilitated the enforcement of this debt against the company. The purchasers of the debt acted with unclean hands and went behind the company's back, converted parts of the underlying note, and pre-sold shares into the market recklessly and in direct violation of our agreement. And we intend to hold that party and all involved in the enforcement of the note against the company accountable, both civilly and criminally.
It seems that you made a decision to stand up to these kind of players. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, John. I'm the type of person that believes in being fair, but being firm. And when you have a deal in place, you abide by that deal. In this case, this party went behind our backs, took advantage of a situation in violation of our agreements and the law, and when that happens, I have an absolute responsibility to defend the company and its shareholders. Most of the other lenders we've dealt with have all been very forward, upfront, and have always worked with the company under the terms of their agreements. This one did not. And that's all I really want to say about it at this time, so I think we can move on.
Sure. Thank you for your candid response. I'm sure a lot of other OTC CEOs and investors can appreciate you taking time to explain this. Now, I hear that you will be in San Francisco for the J.P. Morgan Healthcare Investor Conference. That's this coming week. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. We've been very busy preparing our products and presentation materials to introduce the company to healthcare investors and potential partners at this event. We have several presentations lined up with healthcare and medical device investment firms, and we're working with one of the most exclusive healthcare PR firms in the country to introduce the company to these types of investors. I'm extremely excited about the feedback we've received so far regarding interest in our products and our overall business plan, and look forward to these meetings and to making many new connections with stakeholders and investors alike during my 3 days in San Francisco.
You're beefing up your executive management team. Can you tell us a little more about this?
Before we could commit to human resources, we had to go through a lengthy corporate restructuring to establish a foundation from which we could attract valuable human capital to help move the company forward in 2016. And as I mentioned in an early report, 2016 for us is the year of revenues. It's taken us a long time to put our infrastructure in place. As you know, we rebranded the company and introduced several new professional medical device products over the last 6 months. And we'll be launching a national retail program for the RX Drug Safe over the next couple of weeks. All of that took time. We've now offered executive positions to persons with tremendous track records in sales, marketing, and business development, these being our areas of biggest focus at the present time. And we'll be announcing these positions over the next couple of weeks.
Speaking of sales, can you give us any further insight into how you plan on ramping up sales and your expectations for revenues in 2016?
Yes, John. As I previously mentioned, we have a relationship established with a major retail pharmacy, and we'll soon be moving to the next phase of this relationship to introduce the RX Drug Safe product to their pharmacy customers at point of sale. Now, that being said, our largest focus and the one we expect to have the biggest impact on our revenue goals are our OEM partnerships. I never believe in reinventing the wheel and always see the value in partnering. The companies we're targeting have long-established customers and national distribution channels that often stale product offerings. Now, we, on the other hand, are a dynamic technology company, can bring innovation to these companies quickly and provide them with a competitive advantage. They, in turn, can more quickly commercialize our products, they can expedite compliance with any regulatory standards, and they carry established and familiar trusted brands, which will lead to quicker product adoption. One single order for one product from one OEM could potentially result in over $3 million in sales for the company. So needless to say, with this plan in place, we expect revenues to ramp quickly in 2016.
Any new developments that you feel shareholders would like to hear about?
Yes, you know me by now, John. I can't sleep. Our business relies heavily on the strength of our intellectual property, which protects all of our products from competition. And of course, we are always looking to improve upon our IP portfolio and expect to file new patent applications as well as acquiring new IP in 2016. Now, relating to our IP, I never want to pass up on a revenue opportunity, and our shareholders should expect to see an announcement in the coming days relating to a new agreement for a new potential revenue stream and a collaborative partnership based on our IP. In addition, we are speaking actively with two potential acquisition targets, and although no deals are in place at this time, we expect to bring shareholders updates over the course of the next several weeks and months relating to our acquisition plans. Let me conclude by saying my plate is always full, and I continue to look for new opportunities to solidify RxSafe as a leading provider of secure medical products and devices, targeting the storage and delivery of controlled substances. I plan on building a company that our shareholders can be proud of, John.
And again, we're speaking with Lorraine Yard. She is the CEO of RxSafe Incorporated. It's traded on the OTCQB. The ticker symbol is RxSF. Lorraine, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, John.